This is the free edition of Lyrics on a Cover Case number 340, Sign of the Times, by Prince.
Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. This is Brian Ibbett, thanking you for listening. And now, here's your host, Vincent Minucci.
You are currently subscribed to the free feed of Lyrics Undercover, which will get updated once monthly. To subscribe to the show and receive a weekly episode, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click on subscribe at the top of the page. A unique song for a unique album. Sign of the Times, released in 1987, set a somber reflection by Prince on what he saw in society at that time. The Crystal Ball album was the turning point in Prince's career, since he was first signed to Warner Brothers Records. After this album, he would fight for independence as an artist and as a person. A bleak song with images of drugs, violence, and AIDS, each very real and powerful issues in the United States at the time, was Prince's way of bringing to light the dark side of Ronald Reagan's America. Oh, yeah.
Disease with a little name. By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack and toting a machine gun.
The title comes from a magazine called Sign of the Times, published by the Church of the Seventh-day Adventists. It, quote, encourages readers to lead joyful Christian lives as they await the soon return of Jesus, end quote. Prince's parents belonged to the faith, so he was immersed in it growing up. A very spiritual man himself, in an interview with Larry King Live on December 10, 1999, he reflected on his shift in name change and separation with his record label as a God-inspired decision for his spiritual well-being. Prince wrote this track on a Sunday. According to Susan Rogers, who engineered the recording, this was the day of the week that Prince wrote his most contemplative songs.
Hurricane and it ripped the ceiling off a church and killed everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. Sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it. It was sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
The line, "My cousin tried reefer for the very first time, now he's doing horse." Reefer is, of course, marijuana, horse being slang for heroin, describing how quickly one can escalate their drug use to harder and addiction-forming substances in a very short time. "When a rocket ship explodes and everybody still wants to fly" is a reference to the Challenger disaster, when on January 28, 1986, the NASA space shuttle exploded 72 seconds after liftoff over Cape Canaveral. Prince was surprised that people would still be interested in space travel after the incident, particularly with all of the socio-political troubles facing the United States.
Baby, make a speech, Star Wars fly, neighbors just shine at home. night falls and a bomb falls. Will everybody see the dawn time?
Prince wanted Sign of the Times to be a triple album called The Crystal Ball, but in a rare rebuke, his record company refused, and instead it was pared down to a double album. This overruling by Warner Brothers was the catalyst for many of the altercations between Prince and the record label. Over the next few years, Prince grew to resent the label. He changed his name and would make public appearances with the word slave written on his face. The tone of the album reflects the anger and frustration Prince was having with a lack of freedom in his creative expression, as well as frustration with society in general. From the AllMusic.com review by Stephen Thomas Erwin on the album, he reflects on the, quote, apocalyptic imagery of drugs, bombs, empty sex, abandoned babies and mothers, and AIDS pop up again and again, yet he balances the despair with hope, whether it's God, love, or just having a good time. In its own roundabout way, Sign of the Times is the sound of the late 80s. It's the sound of the good times collapsing, and how all that doubt and fear can be ignored if you just dance those problems away. End quote.
Sign of the Times, mess with your mind, hurry before it's too late. Let's fall in love, get mad, have a baby. We'll call him Nate if it's a boy.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. Mara Makel-Mendez is our head writer, and Vincent Minucci is writer and host. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @Coverville, @Scully, and @RylandDune. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.